ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। दिस संसारः, दिस लाइफ ऑफ लिमिटेशंस, दिस लाइफ ऑफ ट्रांसमाइग्रेशन इज बिकॉज ऑफ द अविवेकः, the lack of discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Atma is not. And that avivekaha is caused, avivekaha, or you can say ajnanam, is caused by the avarana shaktihi of maya. I'm leaving it shape, time being, okay? Avarana shaktihi causes the avivekaha, ajnanam, ignorance, or avivekaha, the delusion. So because of the delusion, there is samsaraha. In fact, to put it elaborately, avarana shaktihi covers at two levels. Internally, it covers the drit drishya vivekaha, and externally, it covers brahma sarga vivekaha. This avivekaha causes, this delusion causes error. What error causes? I am insecure, I am dependent, I am insecure, I am dependent, I am unhappy, I am a limited being, I am insecure. All these notions are all wrong notions caused by this ajna avivekaha at the individual level, isn't it? At the internal level. Externally, this universe is of the source of happiness. This universe is responsible for my unhappiness. This universe, I am dependent on this universe. This universe will give me security. That notion also is what now? Wrong notion. The wrong notion about the universe. Universe includes all our friends, all our people, all our relatives, all our kith and kin and human beings. The people, animals, and then our assets and properties, everything I'm saying. Okay, this Jagat will be of support. This Jagat universe will be of security. This universe will be of dependence. No? That notion regarding the universe is also a wrong notion. And I am insecure is also what? I am unhappy. I am insecure. I am dependent. I am small, I am inadequate, that notion also is wrong. So notion about the self is wrong, notion about the universe also is wrong. Not generally, I'm saying a general notion. This is not one particular person's, okay? Every human being, whoever has a mind, whoever is born here as a human being, he has this common error, okay? It's a common human fundamental problem, okay? It's not one person's. Every mind has this problem. What a common problem? This universe is of support and security. This universe will give me security. The universe is of the source of happiness. This universe is a source of unhappiness. This notion about the universe every human being has is also erroneous notion. This is external, okay? This notion about the external world every individual has. This notion is caused by what? Avivekaha. Lack of discriminative knowledge. Isn't it? Discriminative knowledge of what? What the reality is, what the truth is, what the nama rupa is, what is satyam, what is mithya with reference to the universe is not known, isn't it? So what is satyam in the universe, what is mithya in the universe, that vivekaha we do not have. So lack of discriminative knowledge of what is satyam and mithya with reference to the world causes error. Error in terms of having a wrong notion about the universe. Then here also, then aviveka causes at the internal level is what? I do not know what atma is, what anatma is, what I am not. That vivekaha is not there. That vivekaha, avivekaha is also caused by what? The same avarna shakti at the internal level. Therefore what? I have a wrong notion about the self. What is the notion? I am small, I am insecure, I am independent, I am unhappy, I am insignificant, I am inadequate. So notions, okay? So notion one has about the oneself also is erroneous. The notion one has about the world also is erroneous. These two notions about the self, if the notion, wrong notion about the self is corrected, the wrong notion about the world also will be corrected. There's no way of correcting the notion, wrong notion about the universe without having having corrected the wrong notion about the self. Okay. These two wrong notions with reference to oneself, with reference to the universe, is caused by avivekaha, lack of discriminative knowledge. That avivekaha is what caused by the covering, avarna shaktihi. This we saw. Therefore, avarna shakti is cause of samsara. This has been very, very, very clear. And this avarna shakti has to go, then samsara also will go. How will avarna shakti go? We saw last class. Shravana, manana, nididhyasanam. Alone, systematic study of the shastram regularly with the teacher, with the commitment, with Shraddha, will, no, Shravanam is not little bit, okay? One has to do lot of Shravanam before one thinks about Nididhyasana. Without having done enough of Shravanam, it is not useful, it won't be useful to think, try to do Nididhyasana. Okay? So Shravanam itself will give lot of clarity actually, but still one has to shravanam, then shravanam should be followed by mananam, then mananam, later on there will be nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam will bless one with this vivekaha. Vivekaha means it will cover, remove, once viveka comes, that covering will be removed, covering will get removed. That avarna shakti will be removed. Avarnam will be removed. Thereby one can become free. Isn't it? Then the difference will be very clear. When the covering is removed, when the Shravana Manana Nididhyasana is done, when the covering is removed, then Atma Anatma Vivekaha will be very clear. So also Brahma Jagat Vivekaha will be very clear. And thereafter, you will also understand that Satyam of Jagat Brahman and Satyam of the Self, the Atma, are one and the same. That also will become very clear. This is samsara nivritti upayaha. It is a solution for the removal of samsara. This much you have seen earlier. In that context, the teacher explained, as he was explaining, he said how this drig drishya aviveka causes samsara. First he explained, ajnanam leads to avivekaha, avarna shakti covers the difference between atma and anatma. Thereby there is avivekaha, lack of discriminative knowledge. Because of avivekaha there is erroneous self-perception, and you mistake the anatma for the atma. Thereby superimposition of all the limitations of anatma upon the atma, not really, as though. Remember the dharma adhyasaha? Just as the crystal seems to have become red, having borrowed the color of the Japa Kusuma. So also here Atma seems to have borrowed the limitations of Anatma. Really speaking, it is not possible, but because of the close proximity, closeness, proximity, it seems the Anatma's attributes have become the attributes of Atma. And that superimposition alone results in what? Wrong notion about the self. I am limited, I am insecure, I am a mortal. This wrong notion about the self is due to the dharma adhyasaha, false transference of the limitations and the problems of the anatma, isn't it? To the atma. Therefore, the wrong notion causes, because of the wrong notion only, there is a constant pressure in the mind that one wants to become free from limitations. The want to become free from limitations itself is because of the wrong notion. The wrong notion is not there. I am small, notion is not there. I want to be free from smallness. That desire is not possible. Isn't it? How can there be desire for becoming free from smallness, want to become free from smallness, if there is no notion that I am small? Is it there now? See, the wrong notion is because of false transference. There's no real transference. If it is really, it has been transferred, it is impossible. You will have to be small whole life. Isn't it? This false transference, this is a wrong notion caused by the false transference, isn't it? Because of the aviveka, because you don't know what is this. Thereby, that wrong notion alone causes what now? The wrong notion is called ahankara. Remember that now? Ahankara means erroneous notion one has about the self is also what now? I am small, I am inadequate. That notion is ahankara. That ahankara being there, ahankara alone results in the pressure of wanting to become bigger than what one is. Thereby, the fundamental desire rises. I want to live long, happily. That fundamental desire alone results in all other desires. And third chapter Gita. Understood now? Bhagavan says, lost. No, as long as ajnanam is there, you can never be free from the hold of desires. Why there is desire? This is called understanding what desire is. Instead of trying to undo the desire, understand what desire is, why desire is. That's the only way you can free yourself from the hold of desire. Desire, for any desire, is a symptom of that fundamental desire. And those desires will be there. And desires, where there are desires, those desires, when they impel you, then again one may do right or wrong, accumulate punya papam, isn't it? And there'll be anger, and there'll be jealousy, there'll be hatred, and all other thoughts like this. Then again janma, then again punaha janma, then punaha karma, punaha karma palam, punaha, like this goes on and on. This is how the aviveka caused by avarna shaktihi causes samsara. Understand now, for an individual. Okay, aviveka, internal aviveka results in samsara like this. One. Then, externally also, samsara is there, isn't it? What samsara? Here, avivekaha, between what is the truth of the universe, what is Brahman, what is Namarupa, what is Satyam, what is Mithya, that avivekaha is there. Okay, so the avarna shaktihi, the external level also, it covers this Brahman, Satyam, Mithya, Bhedaha, difference. Therefore, we mistake the mithya jagat for satyam, and we rely upon the jagat for security. We are dependent on jagat for security. Then we are disappointed, we become disappointed, and that is again pain, it results in samsara. Isn't it? So this is how samsara is, and samsara at internal level caused by error internally and error external error, that samsara will go when the abhya this false transference of when you think all the qualities of satyam you superimpose upon the mithya jagat and you mistake the Brahman for satyam and you become dependent on the satyam mithya jagat. That so then that's the samsara, then that pain samsara will go only when you have satya atman atma viveka and satya mithya jagat brahma jagat viveka, when you have samsara will go. So that's why we have shravanama nidhyasana etc. In that context he said how to know, how to see the difference between Brahman and jagat. Isn't it? How to see the difference between Brahman and jagat? Because the whole jagat, when you say, is Brahman. The whole jagat is Brahman when you say, there is nama rupa and there is also Brahman. Brahman with nama rupa is jagat. Like what? Like water, the H2O plus nama rupa is equal to ocean. Similarly, Brahman plus nama rupa is equal to the jagat. And here how to see that? And we want to realize Brahman, we want to experience Brahman, we can never experience pure Brahman purely without nama rupa. We are always experiencing Brahman with nama rupa. But we can never experience Brahman without nama rupa. We are always experiencing Brahman with nama rupa, but we cannot experience Brahman without nama rupa. We are experiencing, but we can recognize Brahman without nama rupa as Atma, isn't as not as the object of knowledge, but as the subject of knowledge, as the knower. That is possible, isn't it? But here again, if you are experiencing Brahman, always experiencing Brahman, the whole jagat, when you are experiencing, you are experiencing Brahman with nama rupa, means we only see nama rupa, we do not see Brahman. We do not know how we are experiencing Brahman. That is why we saw the beautiful verse, the 20th verse. I want all of you to memorize that verse, remember that. Okay, we'll start with that. Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Rupa che na. Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Nama chetyamsha panchakam.
Nama chetyamsha panchakam.
Adhyatrayam brahma rupam.
Adhyatrayam brahma rupam.
Jagadrupam tato dvayam.
Jagadrupam tato dvayam.
Here, when you are experiencing, when you are seeing any opaque object, you know what is an opaque object? When you are seeing any opaque object, you see the opaque object, you know the name of the opaque object, when you know the form of the opaque object, there is cognition of the opaque object, isn't it? When you see the opaque object, you definitely see there is also light. Whenever you are experiencing an opaque object, what you are invariably experiencing with the opaque object is the light. Because you know very well, if there is no light, opaque object cannot be experienced at all. The very truth that you are able to experience opaque object because there is experience of light. There are two things, light and the opaque object. The two entities, light and the opaque object, you are experiencing together. But here, whenever we ask how many opaque objects are here, how many things are here, you count only the opaque objects and you tell me the number of opaque objects, you always miss out the one thing which is light, without which the very existence, very coming to light of the opaque objects is not possible. You are not able to count. Why? Because not that you are not experiencing light, you are experiencing the light. Whenever you are experiencing an opaque object, you are experiencing the light along with the opaque object, but you do not give adequate attention to the light. You do not pay enough attention to the light. In fact, you do not pay attention at all to the light. We only count these opaque objects. Isn't it? In fact, minus is one light, one thing, all the opaque objects, how many ever are there, whatever is the number, however the object is, it will be as good as non-existent. It will even to have the status of being existent, opaque object is dependent on the light. But what do we do? Light is the very existence of the opaque object. Light alone lends existence to the opaque object. But we do not count the light at all. We do not even consider the existence of light. We do not pay any attention to the light. But do we experience light along with the opaque object or not? We are experiencing the light. Whenever we are experiencing the opaque object, we are experiencing the light. Understand now? So what is opaque object now? Opaque object is nama rupa plus light. Table, when you say, or you can say wooden table, you say steel table, you say, doesn't matter what it is. Any opaque object is what? Light plus opaque object is equal to opaque object. Is it clear now? Is it clear or not? You are experiencing. But if you want to experience what pure light, what is pure light? Light minus opaque object is pure light. Light minus opaque object is pure light. Light with opaque object is experience of opaque object. But now what do we have to do? We have to have, it is impossible for us to separate light and the opaque object. Physically you cannot separate light and opaque object. Why? Opaque object is completely spread over, isn't it? Completely covered by, pervaded by, in and through, pervaded by the light. Isn't it? You can't remove the opaque object. But physically you can't separate the opaque object. But what we can do, how to know the pure light? I want to see the pure light. Isn't it? Then you can say, a pure light is nothing but, isn't it? Light, you can say, minus opaque object is light. Minus opaque object is what? Light. This minus, where do you subtract, where do you remove that? Mentally. You do mental sum, okay? Mental sum, do you mental sum? When you were in school, kindergarten school, we are given mental sums. No pen, no paper, nothing. Okay, just you have tried to, just you won't be given much time. Like here also you had to do mentally, you had to, do some sum here. What is that? Light minus opaque object is pure light. Is it clear now? This is how you can understand the pure light. Now, this is what is called take it, drawing the attention of the human mind to the light which is not noticed, which remains unnoticed. This is what Vedantic teaching, Vedantic teaching draws attention to something which is unnoticed. Drawing the attention of the student to something what is not known, what is not known, what is known but what is not noticed, what is not, isn't it, really attended to, that is called as the teaching. Therefore, here also, similarly, when you see the opaque object with the light, here also what to say, the whole jagat is what now? Whole jagat is Namarupa plus Brahman. When you say, hey, what does it mean? Whenever you are experiencing the jagat in the form of sound, form, color, light, smell, taste, touch, pain, pleasure, okay, jealousy, hatred, anger, desire, all that we experience, in all our experiences of anything, subtle objects, gross objects, grosser objects, in all our experience, waking state experience, deep dream experience, deep sleep state experience, in all our experiences, what we are experiencing is, we are experiencing Brahman with Namarupa. Why do we say here, without Brahman, isn't it? Namarupa is not even, Namarupa cannot even exist. Isn't it? So how Brahman is, but light is with the opaque object, example is easy to understand. Isn't it? Light with the opaque object, you understand. Similarly, how Brahman is, the teacher says, whenever you experience any object, see each object of an experience has what now? Amsha panchakam, pancha amshaha bhavanti. There are five aspects are there. In every experience of any object, there are five aspects. What are they? Asti, bhati, priyam, rupam, nama. Pancha aspects bhavanti. So, asti means what? When you say, when you're experiencing, for example, now you can say, light is. When you say, or light is, tumbler is, cat is, mu is, isn't it? When you say that is, you cannot say something is, isn't it? When you say is, existence, that is stands for. Cat is means, you know the meaning of the word cat, you do not pay attention to the meaning of the word is. The two things, cat is, when you say, cat is one word, is another word, your attention is paid only to the meaning of the word cat, you do not pay attention to the meaning of the word is. What is the meaning of the word is? Isness. Isness means what? Existence. Cat is means existence of the cat is. Cat is means existence of the cat is. Existence is, isn't it? Isness stands for existence. Whatever you say is any object you experience, you say what? Is. Akashaha asti. Chandraha asti. Suryaha asti. Prakashaha asti. Purushaha asti, stri asti, buddhi asti, manaha asti, dukkham asti, santoshaha asti, hunger asti, thirst asti, asti, everything is asti. Asti is means in all of them, you see the meaning of one word, you always miss out the meaning of the word is. You don't even consider the word is. In fact, is stands for what? Existence. Existence. Is clear now? Existence. Existence is what? Swarupam of Brahman. Understand? Swarupam of Brahman. Existence is what? Existence is the nature of the reality. Existence is Swarupam. In what form Brahman is? Brahman is in the form of existence. In what form Brahman is? Reality is form of existence. But you see, in all the objects you say is, when you say, hey, existence is one and the same and the common thing with reference to all the objects. All the namarupas are different, isn't it? Cat, man, light, sun, bus, car, objects are different, but is, asti, 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 that is what? One and the same. Existence is one and the same. And this existence is one. Look at this. Existence is one. Existence is independent. Existence is independent. Just as light is one and uniform. With all the opaque objects are many, variety, colorful, they are subject to more, but light does not move. Okay? Light is one, independent, and doesn't move. It's unchanging, isn't it? Therefore, what happens now? We say, we do not... Why? Because the human mind cannot really be attracted by things which are uniform, the same, and unmoving. That way we can't really see. We want some movements like this, then we'll see like this. Therefore, here also, what happens? The existence is one, independent, is unchanging, all pervasive, therefore we do not pay attention to existence. Is clear now? One eternal, don't forget, one eternal, independent, all pervasive reality is existence. When the things are here, light is. When the things are experienced, light is. When things are all removed from here, still light continues to be there. And different things are brought in, still the light is there. If they are taken away, again light will be there. Understand now? Light will be the same, one uniform, unchanging, all pervasive thing. This example. Similarly, existence also is one eternal, independent, all pervasive reality. A Brahman is in the form of existence. So the word asti, anything when you say asti is, that is word stands for isness, existence. Okay, next. Bhati. Bhati means what? Shines. Oh, look at this. Shine, something shines. No? This picture shines, flower shines, tree shines with the flowers. All lots of flowers shine. When you say bhati, bhanti, shine means what? Asti, isn't it? Asti, it shines. It shines means you have to say, you can't say something shines without saying it is, isn't it? It shines, therefore you are able to say it is. Flowers, how do you say light is? Light is. How do you say? Light shines. Vilangugirathu. Isn't it? How do you say light is? Because light shines. Flowers are. How do you say? Because flowers shine. Tree is. How do you say? Because tree shines. People are. How do you say? People, because people shine. People are here. I can see people are here. That means the word shines How do you say flower shines? Because there is cognition of flower. There is cognition of tree. There is cognition. When flower is means, flower cognition is. Look at this. Flower is means flower existence of flower is. Existence of flower is means there is cognition of flower is. Can you say something is without knowing that object is? You cannot say something is without knowing what it is. Before you say something is, you should know what it is. Cat is. Why do you say cat is? You know what cat means, no? All is a cognition of cat. You don't say, no, tiger is. Don't say tiger is, or don't say anything wrongly. You say correctly, cat is. Why? Because it's cognition of cat, isn't it? Cognition of cat is, therefore, what now? Cat shines, therefore you say cat is. So the word is stands for existence. That bhati word reveals what? Stands for cognition. And cognition implies what? Consciousness. Cat is means cat knowledge is, cat cognition is. Cat cognition is means cat consciousness is. Cat knowledge is means what? Cat consciousness is. So, bhati stands for what now? Consciousness. So, how is Brahman? Brahman is, Brahman, is it conscious? Consciousness is in the form of what now? Cognition. Cognition of any object is what now? Consciousness only, isn't it? For consciousness alone is in the form of cognition. Consciousness is, therefore, cognition is. Therefore, you can say what? Bhati. Therefore, what you can say? Asti. If there is no consciousness, there cannot be cognition. If there is no cognition, you cannot say something shines. You cannot say, if you cannot say something shines, you cannot say something is. Bhati. Then, so every object has what now? Asti. When you say, it has existence. Existence plus namarupa. When you say bhati, consciousness plus namarupa. Understand now? Similarly, priyam. Priyam is what? I like it, I don't like it. When you both say, still what? I like it, mostly when I like it. Because it has priyatvam. It has desire. It has the status of being an object of your desire. That it has some desirability, isn't it? It you like it. Every object has it its own priyatvam. So I like it. For every the priyam is what? Priyam stands for ananda hetutvam. Even though the object is not source of happiness, the object serves as an instrument to trigger the pleasure, isn't it? For the ananda to come up. Therefore, what? Every object has what now? Priyatvam also. The word priyam stands for happiness, fullness, limitlessness. Not happiness, I mean fullness or happiness, limitlessness. Therefore, asti bhati priyam, these three words, every object has, you can say asti. Asti, bhati, aham ichchami. I like it. Why do you have this plastic tumbler, Swamiji? We don't like it. I like it. Okay, nobody likes plastic tumbler. Only I like it. Isn't it? I like it. Some people like it. Isn't it? Therefore what? Everything has its own desirability. Priyam. So these three words, plus what now? Nama. Now tumbler asti, tumbler bhati, aham, tumbler mama priyam bhavasti. What is this nama? Tumbler. What is the rupam? This is the form. So every of the five aspects, asti, bhati, priyam nama rupam. Of them, when he says tumbler, is I experience tumbler, when you say, you see all of them. I experience plastic tumbler means what? Asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Nama and rupam, five aspects are there. Every object you have five, and here the teacher says, come on now, you understand. First, adhyatrayam brahma rupam. This asti bhati priyam, three words which stand for existence, consciousness and limitlessness, they belong to what? They are nature of the reality. The three words stand for the nature of the reality. Brahman. Brahma rupam. In what form is the Brahman? Brahman is in the form of existence, consciousness and limitlessness. The existence, consciousness and limitlessness, Brahman. The Brahman, which is pure consciousness, which is the very existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is in the form of asti bhati priyam with every object. What about the namarupa? Namarupa belong to jagat, which is subject to change. Understand now, this here you have to see, these namarupas are many, they are mithya, they are dependent, they do not have independent existence, and they are subject to time, and they are spatially also limited. They are non-eternal, non-all-pervasive, many dependent. Isn't it? Whereas this Brahman is one, independent, eternal, all-pervasive. Because existence, consciousness, limitlessness, don't think the three different things, okay? All are one and the same. Pure consciousness, which is the very existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is Brahman, that is one, uniform, independent, eternal, all-pervasive reality. Therefore, we do not see. What do we see? We see only nama-rupam, jagad-rupam. We do not see the adhyatrayam, brahma-rupam. But it is. Now do you see asti bhati priyam? Do you see they or not? We are seeing. We are experiencing. But the thing is, now the teacher says, we do have to have what now? We have to have separate this asti bhati priyam and namarupam. To have what? Discriminative knowledge. Of the five aspects, which three are satyam, which two are mithya. Namarupam, which belong to the jagat, is mithya. And satchitanandam, satyam jnanam anantam, is an astibhati priyam, which belong to Brahman, what now? Satyam. But we have to have, once you know this, then this viveka is important. This is called Brahma Sarga Vivekaha. But can we separate Namarupa, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, Asti Bhati Priyam and Namarupa physically? Just as we cannot separate physically light and opaque object, so also we cannot physically separate existence, consciousness, which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, from namarupa. We cannot separate physically, but we can separate cognitively. So cognitively, being able to see the difference between asti bhati priyam and namarupa is called what? Brahma sarga vivekaha. Okay, once you know what is satyam, what is mithya, then you will not depend upon that jagat for security, for happiness, or you will not say jagat is source of unhappiness also. Once, okay, now you have atma anatma vivekaha. What is atma now? Atma, the chaitanyam is, Chaitanyam is what? Satyam. Anatma is Mithya. In the Jagat is what now? Brahman is Satyam and Jagat is Mithya. Now the question comes, what about Brahman and Atma? Are they two different things? No. Brahman and Atma are one and the same. Because the Chitta, the consciousness, which is available for recognition as the knower subject of knowledge, is the Satta, the existence, with reference to the Jagat. They are two different things. The Satta alone is the Chitta. Chitta is Satta. And the Satta, which is the Chit actually, is what? Anantam. Is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? This is the teaching there. Thereafter, because you must have heard about the Sankhya philosophers. The Sankhya philosophers, what do they say? They talk about the Atma Bahulyam. They have some problem. Problem is, they come very, very close to Vedanta. They also say Atma, they also say Purushaha and Prakritihi. They called Maya as Prakritihi and Brahman as Purushaha, Atma as Purushaha. They also say that Atma is, they say they very come very close to Vedanta. But the only problem is, they say, there are many Atmas. In me there is Atma, in you there is another Atma, in him another Atma, in him there is another Atma. There are so many Atmas. Okay? Therefore, what now? There are many Atmas pervading each individual, and each Atma is all-pervasive. This I don't need to tell you at all, but I want to tell you, okay? This is Sankhya philosophers say this. Therefore, this teacher wants to make it very clear, don't get here, having come very close to the, coming to the Atma, they come up to the Atma, but after having come to the Atma, they say what? There are many Atmas. That's the biggest problem, isn't it? Therefore, he says what now? Next verse, 21st verse, we saw in the last class, I'm repeating this purposely, He makes it very clear. Come on, what he says? The Namarupani are many, no doubt. Okay, there is difference in names and forms. There is difference in names. In all the objects we are experiencing in this world, there is difference in names. There is difference in forms. Forms are many and different and varied. Therefore, names are many, different and varied. That's true. But what is that? Astibhati priyam satchitanandam, isn't it? Satyam yam anantam satchitanandam is what? Actually one and the same. Not many, non-different. In every object, what is uniform, what is one, what is common, what is unchanging, what is independent, what is eternal, what is unchanging, what is that? Satchit Anandam, Brahma. Is clear now? But now names and forms are many. How do you say that? What are all the objects you are seeing? He says, Bhutani, five elements. Then elemental products. Then he talks about three types of living beings. Isn't it? Beings of superior order, celestials, devaha. Beings of inferior order, animals. Beings of in-between order. In-between celestials and animals, human beings. In all of them, names are many, forms are many. What is one and the indivisible, partless whole? சத்தியம் ஞானம் அனந்தம் சச்சித் ஆனந்தம் அஸ்தி பாதி பிரியம் அது ஃபைவ் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் வித் ஆல் தி நராஹா வித் ஆல் தி திரியக் வித் திரியக் ஜந்தூஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தி செலஸ்டியல்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வித் ஆல் தி எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ எவ்ரி எனி திங் யூ சே இஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் ஃபைவ் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் அஸ்தி பாதி பிரியம் நாம ரூபம் Air is asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Isn't it? Fire asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Water asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Earth asti bhati priyam nama rupa 5. All elementals, non-living things asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Living beings, immobile beings, sthavaraha. All the plants, vegetation, asti bhati priyam nama rupam. All the mobile living beings, okay, celestials, asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Animals, asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Human beings, asti bhati priyam nama rupam. Come on, which is that in this universe which you are experiencing which doesn't have these five aspects? Everything has five aspects. Of them, three belong to Brahman, two belong to Jagat. We cognitively we understand how Brahman is. Okay? Now this one doubt may come. Okay, what about Sat and Chit and... This is clear. Now we understood what Sat Chit Anandam is one and the same. Namarupa are many we understood. Is there difference between Sat Chit Anandam also, Anandam also, Anantam also? No. Why? Sat is existence is nothing but Chit, the pure consciousness. You can always have, you can recognize pure existence only as pure consciousness in your own mind as the very self. And this consciousness is free from all limitations. Therefore, it is of the nature of limitlessness. Time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. Therefore, Sat, Chit, Anandam, Anantam, Anandaha are not three different things. They are one and the same reality. Is there now, that Sat, Chit, Anandam, Brahma is what now? Ahamasmi. I am that Brahman. So the whole Mithya Jagat is what now? When you say Aham Asmi, you have made Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Aham Brahma Asmi. Isn't it? I, the self, am Brahman, Satchidanandam Brahma is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Now you can say this Asti Bhati Priyam Brahma, whole Jagat is what Nama Rupa Mithya Jagat means. Mithya Jagati Satyam Brahma, when you say, then you resolve the Jagat in Brahman, you have made, this is called, it's called Badha Samanadhikaranyam. Do you get the point now? We have two Samanadhikaranyams. Universe is Brahman, is equation, look at this. Universe is Brahman. The whole Namarupam Jagat is nothing but Asti Bhati Priyam Brahma. See the five aspects now. Say, Namarupam Jagat is nothing but Asti Bhati Priyam Brahma. Sat Chit Anantam Brahma. Whole universe is the reality. Whole universe is nothing but Brahman. When you say, you have resolved the Jagat, Mithya Jagat in Satyam Brahma. How do you resolve? It's like what? Saying the entire ocean is H2O. When you say, you resolve the name and form ocean in the reality H2O. This resolving is called Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Is clear now? Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Then you say, what now? The Sat Chit Anantam Brahma Suppose the wave can say, I am H2O. The wave can say or not? Wave can say what? I am H2O. Similarly, when you say as an individual, I am Brahman, I am Satchitanandam Brahma, when you say, that is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Say now, Aikya Aham Brahma Asmi, when you say, that is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. You resolve your identity, isn't it? Aham Brahma, when you say, is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. Whole Jagat is Brahman, when you say, wherein you have included yourself also there, you say what now? Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. What you have established now? Jiva Jagat Ishvara Aikyam. Oneness of the individual, universe and the Lord. Is there Lord sitting separately somewhere? Where is the Lord? Where the Lord is not. Where the Lord is not. That should be the asked question. Where is the Lord? We are not saying there is no Lord. Oh my God. What is there is only the Lord. Where the Lord is not. What is God here? Which is not the God here? Is it clear? Okay. So, with this, now this is the understanding. It's the basic understanding you have. That's fine. Now, ubhayatra api, in both the places, where error with reference to jagat also has been what now? Becomes corrected. And error with reference to the with reference to an individual, one's own self, error with reference to one's own self, error with reference to the universe. I am small, that wrong notion. The world is dependable, that notion. World will give me security. I am insecure. Both wrong notions about the self and about the world will be resolved when you understand what is Satyam and what is Mithya with reference to Jagat and what is Atma and what is Anatma. Isn't it? Both the you have Viveka with reference to Atma and Atma Viveka, Brahma Namarupa Viveka. When you have, then you understand Brahma and Atma are one and the same. Isn't it? When you understand, then samsara goes, dukkham goes. This is the teaching. This is the main teaching from where? From verse number 13 to 21st. We saw last class. Last verse, remember? Kavaiva. Read the last 21st verse. Kavaiva gnijalorvishu. Vagni jalor vishu deva tiryang naradishu abhinna sachidanandaha vidyete rupanamani He says, Kha, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Urvishu. In all the five elements, Deva, Triyang, Naradishu. I told you last class also, Deva stands for
Celestials,
Triyang, animals, Naraha, human beings. Okay, in all of them. So all the living beings, all of them. See, Tiraha, Anchati, Triyang. No, Tiraha Anchati, that which grows. Isn't it? It's called Triya. Okay. See, then, and all of them, all the beings you are experiencing in the world, Satchit Anandaha Abhinnaha, Satchit Anandaha, even though the author uses the word plural, Satchit Anandaha Abhinnaha. In every object, Sat is the same, Chit is the same, Anandaha is the same. What is different here? Vidyete rupanamani. Only names and forms are different. Is it clear? Okay. Now, begin a new topic begins. Very clear, isn't it? The 22nd onwards, a new topic comes. Very interesting topic. Very special. Only this author presents. I tell you, why this he has to present this topic. We study Shastram. We do some Shravanam. Without even having done enough of Shravanam. But it is natural for every mind to feel frustrated and to be impatient. I've been studying repeatedly, listen to the same old thing. And then I've understood a lot of things. You can't say now, Atma is pure consciousness, I am pure consciousness. Don't say I am pure, okay? Atma is pure consciousness, which is free from all limitations, which is eternal, which is all pervasive, which is independent, which does not, is not object to birth and death, which is free from limitations, Atma, consciousness. Okay, fine. What are Brahman? Brahman, as what Satyam Jnanam, Brahman is pure existence and pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. It is Satyam and Jagat is Mithya, Jagat is dependent, Brahman is independent, understood very well. And Aparadha, Agami, Sanchita, Karmas, we know Ajnanam is there, Jnanam is not there, there is erroneous wrong perception, Adhyasa, Adhyaropa, why Dukkham, why dependent, why desire, why everything understood so well, but still, even having understood, this knowledge, has it really become useful or not? This knowledge seems to have, isn't it? We've understood, still we are, what now? The knowledge hasn't yet given, blessed us with what we expect from this knowledge. We go and sit, force ourselves to sit and listen to the same old repeated teaching, expecting something will happen. Something is going to happen. My God, we come and we're so committed with commitment. Nothing is happening. You feel frustrated and get angry also. Isn't what is the use of learning this? And then the doubt can go to the extent whether the teacher also still has the problems. Because the teacher has problems, that's why the teaching is not effective. Because the doubt comes natural for one to have the doubts. I already understood everything. I still have problems. That means the teacher must be having the problems. Because the teaching is not effective. The teaching doesn't seem to have worked on me. If I want to really check the efficacy of teaching. But the teacher must be having the problems. How come the teacher cannot have problems? The teacher also has trivial problems as I have. Why? Because I still have the problems. I have been listening to this. I have been trying to understand this. How much have you heard? How much have you done to say that you have not done enough of Shravanam? Even if you have done enough of Shravanam, I tell you, even if you have done enough of Shravanam, still you will have the problems. You know why? Shravanam itself is not enough. I told you how much sugar you put into the tea, it needs stirring, it needs to be mixed, it needs to get mixed up very well in the tea. Only then you will see the taste, sweetness of the, you can see the tea being sweet. Isn't it? Otherwise you won't feel the sweetness. Things go in and get lumped, sitting there. Isn't it? Because assimilation hasn't that taken place. That is why something called as a nididhyasanam is important. See, nididhyasanam, even though the teacher introduces nididhyasanam next to following verses, he teaches what is nididhyasanam, how to do nididhyasanam. He is going to teach very beautifully in this text, very special about this text. Okay, very, very special. But he says, for the sake of teaching, he is teaching. But this nididhyasanam will be effective only if one has done enough of shravanam. Just having heard one tattvabodha, one text here and there, few texts here and there, no. Lots of text after text, text after text, text after text, all the one has to study completely, one has to study. If one doesn't need to study all the texts, then Shankara need not have written Bhashyam for 10 Upanishads. He could have started with one Upanishad. He stopped with the 10 because 10 are more than, because more than thousands of Upanishads we have. He had Bhashyam only for 10 Upanishads. 10 major Upanishads we call them. Because if even to study 10 Upanishads thoroughly, with the help of the teacher, regularly, you know, have, taking everything into that, that is how one can have, you know, proper understanding. Because it needs commitment, isn't it? So, one has to have enough Shravanam. Then Shravanam will help. Only then one can do even Nididhyasanam. How can I have Nididhyasanam? How can I... What is Nididhyasanam? Isn't it? So, reliving the Shravanam is Nididhyasanam. So, focusing one's attention on the teaching is Nididhyasanam. Dwelling upon the teaching or dwelling upon subject matter of the teaching is called what? Nididhyasanam. Isn't it? One thing. And in the one thing is, in Shravanam, what's the difference between when you re-listen, once you have heard, again re-listen, Pauna Punyena Shravanam. Listening, repeated listening also will become Shravanam, Nididhyasanam. How you can do that? And studying the Shastra, when you are listening again, re-listening, Shravanam done repeatedly becomes Nididhyasanam, but aided by what? The help of the teacher. Then it becomes Nididhyasanam. So, listening, then again, teaching what you've understood to other person also is what now? Nididhyasanam. Becomes Nididhyasanam. So, he says, Tat Kathanam. Talking about it all the time, repeatedly talking about what you have understood in that class. Tat Kathanam, Tat Chintanam. Again and again and again dwelling upon that. Tat Chintanam. Anyonyam Prabodhanam. Now, talking to you, whenever you see each other, you talk about what has been said in the class. Anyonyam Prabodhanam. Tat Kathanam, Tat Chintanam, Anyonyam Prabodhanam. Like Rupal and Auntie do in the, at home, I think. Okay, Anyonyam Prabodhanam. Okay, only they talk Vedanta. Okay, then it becomes what now? Sal Nididhyasanam. But for which? The one important thing is, what is important there is, in Shastra, what is structural difference between Shravanam and Nididhyasanam? In Shravanam, you all the time you talk about the Swarupam of Atma. Atma is Ekaha, Atma is Nityaha, Atma is Chaitanyam, consciousness. And that consciousness is Ekam, Nityam, Anantam, Sarvagatam, Sarvavyapakam, all pervasive, eternal, not subject to death, not to birth, etc. You study. Understand. And I talk about, oh, that Atma is Brahman, which is Ekam, Nityam, Sarvagatam, Sarvavyapakam. Now we understand everything. But what we do not do, what all you understood well in Shravanam, during Shravanam, you have to replace the word Atma and Brahman and put I. And so now, when you say Atma is Nityaha, Brahma Nityam, when you say Aham Nityaha. I am eternal. I am permanent. I am independent. I am, understand now, I am. Therefore, in Shravanam, there is an orientation of objectification orientation. Whereas here you have to become what now? Subjective orientation. Have to remove the words Aham and Brahma and Atma. All the descriptions, all the explanations, all the unfoldments you've been hearing in the class, there the words we should place I, and not simply saying Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Nityaha. Not like that. really have understood what I is, what I am. I am the self, I the self am the awareness, satyam, okay, I am eternal, I am the reality, I am independent, I am all-pervasive, I am sarvagataha, I am immortal, I am object to that, no? You are simply saying, this repeatedly thinking of what you've understood, one has to replace that I. Then becomes nidhyasanam. But how to do, again, how to do nidhyasanam? Isn't it? The difference between Shravanam and Nidhyasanam is what? Replacing the words Aham, Brahman, Brahman and putting I, placing I there. But how to do? You can't simply say Aham, I am eternal. But I am sad. You can't say that. I am fullness. I have a lot of problems. That is not Nidhyasanam, isn't it? That's not proper Nidhyasanam. There's no Nidhyasanam there. There can't be melancholy, this pessimism, isn't it? You can't afford pessimistic when you are saying, I'm very highly meditative, contemplative, but I'm still unhappy. You can't say that. There can't be unhappiness in contemplation itself. Isn't it? Because you have it to understand what contemplation is. Only then you will know how to be contemplative also. So here the teacher very beautifully, very unique presentation of contemplative methods, okay? We'll see that. This begins from the verse number 22 to 31. And he calls how to contemplate, he says no. And here you have to remember the meaning of the verse 20. To practice this nidhyasanam. Upeksha nama rupe dve.
Upeksha nama rupe dve.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Hridaye vathava bahihi. Atava bahihi. See, kurya dhritaye is there. You can write hridaye. I'll write it. Okay, repeat it. Upeksha nama rupe dve.
Upeksha nama rupe dve.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Hridaye vathava bahihi.
Hridaye
vathava bahihi. Okay. Hridaye. Hridaye. No, but what happened? Kuryat hridaye. That has made misprint spelling mistake.
Nama rupe dve.
Yeah, nama rupe dve.
Dve.
Yeah. Upeksha.
Upeksha.
Nama rupe dve.
Nama rupe dve.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Satchidananda tatparaha.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Samadhim sarvada kuryat.
Hridaye vathava bahihi.
Hridaye vathava bahihi.
See, samadhihi, I taught you nirvikalpa samadhihi, savikalpa samadhihi in Upadesaram class. There we understood the meaning of the word savikalpa samadhihi, nirvikalpa samadhihi as the experience one can have as a fruit of practicing meditation. Simple meditation wherein the object of meditation is different from the subject of meditation, the meditator. if a person is given to, seriously given to the practice of meditation, and if the object of meditation is different from the meditator, that meditation, constant practice for length of time, will result in what now? Savikalpa or Nirvikalpa Samadhi, which is an experience. Both are what? Nirvikalpa or Savikalpa, any Samadhi is an experience which is subject to change, which is not mokshaha. Which is an experience which one gains as a result of that karma, mental activity. Isn't it? The fruit that is. Experience is a fruit. Samadhi experience, Savikalpa Samadhi experience or Nirvikalpa Samadhi experience is an experience when one gains as a fruit of the mental activity. Karma phalam that is. Even that the experience is a pleasure, isn't it? So it's a temporary relief, temporary moksha, but still subject to change. Whereas what actually a human mind is aspiring for is not a time-bound experience, but eternal thing, which is a freedom. So freedom, what is sought by a human mind, it is not an experience, first of all. Why? Any experience is time-bound. It is dependent on a given activity, action, mental or physical or warrant. Isn't it? Whereas freedom is not an experience. Therefore what? Because it's not time-bound. And what is freedom? Being free from limitations. Freedom means, analyze the word freedom. What is freedom? What is moksha? Freedom means being free. Being free from what? Being free from limitations. Being free from limitations means what? Being limitless. Being free from limitations is equal to being limitless. Being limitless is equal to limitlessness. So freedom is equal to being free. Being free is equal to being free from limitations. Being free from limitations is equal to being limitless. Being limitless is equal to limitlessness. Limitlessness is what? Therefore, freedom is equal to what? Limitlessness. Is it clear? What is synonym of the word freedom? Limitlessness. What is limitlessness? Anandaha. Anantam. What is anantam? Nature of Brahman, the reality. Existence, consciousness, which is the existence, is of the nature of limitlessness. What is it, consciousness? Atma. What is Atma? I am Atma. Aham consciousness. I am limitlessness. I am limitlessness. Is it clear now? You are limitlessness, but what you are seeking is what? Limitlessness. Seeker is the sought. Understand now? You are limitlessness. You are seeking limitlessness. Therefore, you are limitlessness. Therefore, it is not to be attained. It is not to be gained. It is to be discovered, owned up. It has to be owned up. You have to just own up your swarupam. To own up, you have to discover your swarupam being that. It's owning up, isn't it? Claiming your swarupam. You have to claim aham limitlessness. Therefore, that is what is. Therefore, mokshaha is not an experience to be gained. It is something to be understood and owned up as one's own self. Clear now? You have to remember the word freedom is limitlessness. That you have to remember. Therefore, he says, and that is the thing means here, that is why nididhyasanam, but is what now? That samadhi experience, what you discuss as a fruit of meditation, is not discussed here. And I taught you the word samadhanam in tattva. No, I had not come to this point, I think. Samadhanam. Remember, Samadhanam means what now? Focused attention. Single pointedness. So, Samadhihi means remaining absorbed. Remaining absorbed. Samadhihi means what? Remaining absorbed. Being absorbed. Abiding in. Mentally abiding in. Being absorbed. Being remaining absorbed is Samadhihi. Is it clear now what is Samadhihi? But here, the author uses the word Samadhihi for contemplation. That's why they don't get confused with that Samadhi and this Samadhi. Because Samadhihi generally Nirvikalpa Samvikalpa Samadhi experiences, which are gained as fruits of Manasam, Karma, the mental activity, the meditation. That experience comes and goes. Therefore, here, the Samadhi here is explained for discovering moksha, which is already there, which is there as one's own self. That is what I want to say here. Therefore, here, what is Samadhi? Mind remaining absorbed. Mind being absorbed is called Samadhi. And here the author presents, you know, sixfold. First he says, antara samadhi, then bahya samadhi, twofold. Antara bahya samadhi, two types of samadhis. Antara samadhi, all contemplation only. You'll understand, very beautiful. Antara bahya. It's called Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam is in the form of Samadhi. Okay? Samadhi Rupa Abhyasa Nididhyasanam. Samadhi Rupa Abhyasa Nididhyasanam. Okay? Contemplation. Practice in the form of Samadhi, being absorbed. Okay? Contemplation only. Samadhi Rupa Abhyasa or Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Repeat again. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. And here he talks about Antara and Bahya Samadhi. So first he says, he presents first few verse, he says, how to do Nididhyasanam, he explains. Upeksha nama rupe dve. Say now, upeksha nama rupe dve. See, when you see the light and the opaque object, listen to me carefully. You see the light and you see the opaque object. Now you know light and namarupa. When I say, you see both light and the flower, then I say, give up the, first I say, ask you to see both. See the light and also see the tumbler. See the light and see the tumbler. And then what I say, now when you see the light, you see the tumbler, you also see the light, then what I do, now don't see the this tumbler, see the light. First I make you see both light, tumbler and the light, then I ask you to see only the light. First you have to see tumbler and the light, then I ask you to see only the light. It means what? I turn your attention to the light. You are not undoing the tumbler. Attention alone is not paid to the tumbler. Attention is paid to the light. You cannot undo anything physically here. That is the problem. You cannot undo the tumbler. In fact, you don't need to undo the tumbler. The tumbler is a blessing, seeing which you can understand the light. why tumbler is a reflecting medium of the light. First, because pure light is too subtle. You are not able to see the pure light. So, light is, you are not able to turn attention to the light. So, what I do? I show the tumbler, and tumbler shines because what? Light is. Then you say, light is, therefore, tumbler shines, tumbler is. So, opaque object is means light is. First you see, in your experience of opaque object, there is also experience of light. Is it clear? Does it go above the head? From morning I have been repeating light, opaque object, light, opaque object, light, opaque object. And then, so does, hope it doesn't go above the head. In experiencing the opaque object, light is, opaque object is. Then you attention is what? First you see only the opaque object, now you see the light also. How do you say, come on, you also see the light? It's a big thing. Light is not produced by the tumbler. What is that now? Light is not something which is produced by the tumbler, the opaque object. Light is not the part of the tumbler. Light is not, what now? Property of the tumbler. Light is not part of the tumbler. Light is not, what now? Product of the tumbler, produced by the tumbler. Light is not the property of the tumbler. Is it clear now? What is light? That light is that which is not produced by the tumbler, which is not the part of the tumbler, which is not property belonging to the tumbler. But tumbler cannot even come to light without light. Light is, therefore tumbler shines, therefore tumbler is. Is it clear now? Now you see both. Then what I say, first you see both, your attention is taken from the tumbler to the light, thereafter I say, now you see both. You see? Attention is paid to both opaque object and the light. Similarly, when you say the whole asti, bhati, priyam, every object, ka, vayu, agni, jala, urvishu, triyang, nara, deva, deva, naradishu, in all the beings, achyutanandaha, abhinnaha, namarupani, vidyate, you understood so well, this chatta, chitta, anandam is what? There, namarupas are there, you see both. Do you see that? Asti bhati priyam. Now you say, what you say? Slowly say, come and leave the, turn your attention to only to the light. You don't undo the tumbler, remove the tumbler, push aside the tumbler. Tumbler is, attention of the mind alone is taken from the tumbler and paid to the light. Similarly, you don't need to undo your thoughts, drop your thoughts. You don't need to put your mind to sleep. You don't need to undo the world. You don't need to undo the namarupani. You don't need to undo your experiences. My God, you don't need to do anything. Just take the attention from namarupa to satchit anandam. Anandaha. Is clear now? What he says now? You take that and take attention there and try to be with that. How can you be with that? Shravanam repeatedly. When you put that attention there, then what happens? There again, don't say Brahman. I am I am. Okay? I told you, all the unformed, who understood about Atma and Brahman, you had to replace the words Atma and Brahman and place I. You can't place I before understanding anything. Okay, that's another problem. Yeah, many people do. Is it clear now? So what he says, Namarupe vihaya, dve namarupe vihaya, say no?
Dve namarupe
vihaya.
Upekshya.
Upekshya means what? Vihaya. Dve. How to give up upekshya? How to give up Namarupa Swamiji? Just now I told you how to. You can't undo. Attention must be taken away from the tumbler to the light. So also, in fact, you don't need to. You cannot. Isn't it? Because this tumbler alone helps you understand what? Because it reflects light, then first I show the tumbler, then light is, because it reflects light, then you take the tumbler away, you still see the light. Isn't it? Similarly, here also what? Namarupa, with Namarupa you see sat, asti bhati priyam, and you can say what? Attention alone have been taken from Namarupa to asti bhati priyam. Namarupe upekshya, giving up, what now? Giving up the Namarupa. Upekshya means not have, without paying attention to Namarupa. Satchidananda tatparaha, tatparaha, seeing, paying attention only to astibhati priyam, satchidananda tatparaha, being absorbed in satchidananda. Is it clear now? How? Don't worry. He is going to teach 9 more verses are there. It's only introduction. That's why don't get immediate. Oh my God, I don't understand how to do that. Don't get panicky. Don't get tensed. The teacher is making our age study so comfortable. Okay? Satchidananda tatparaha. Paying attention, not paying attention to ignoring the Ramarupa. Paying attention only to Satchidananda. Being commit, so focusing attention, tatparaha means having, remaining absorbed only in Satchidananda. Tatparaha. That means totally focus only to that. Then, sarvada samadhim kuriyat. May one contemplate always. Samadhim kriyat means may one dwell upon. Now the question comes, when should I dwell upon? Come on, what is his question? When should I dwell upon? When can you miss Brahman? In every experience, Namarupe Vihaya, Namarupe Upeksha, Asti Bhati Priyam, how can you miss? Sada, Sarvada, understand now? Do you need to close your eyes and sit? Look at this. The teacher is teaching now. This is what Vedantic meditation. Okay? Do you need to sit like this? Sarvada kuriyat. May one dwell upon. Samadhim kuriyat means may one contemplate. May one focus one's attention. May one remain absorbed. Then, always. How? In every experience of every object, Namarupe ube, Namarupe upekshya. Just don't pay attention to Namarupa, then you pay attention only to what? Asti bhati priyam. First, then when you understand well, then you can say aham, okay? First, initially. Asti aham, aham, I the self, I am the consciousness, is there as asti, bhati, and then now, priyam. It's all reflection only. You have to say, so, asti, ube namarupe upekshya, giving up both Namarupa, Satchidananda Tatparaha, being focused on paying attention only to the existence in the form of Asti, a consciousness in the form of Bhati, and limitless in the form of Priyam with every object. No, Samadhim Kuryat, may one remain absorbed, may one dwell upon, may one contemplate on. Sada, Sarvada, there is no time. Sarvada Kuryat. Whether you are walking on the road, you see the woods, you see the beautiful flowers, you see the trees, and you see everything. You see what? Leave colorful flowers, colorful trees. Satchid Anandam. Asti Bhati Priyam. Not just like this, okay? Asti Bhati Priyam. Asti Bhati Priyam. Asti Bhati Priyam. You see all of them. House. Beautiful house. Asti Bhati Priyam. What has been Upeksha? Namarupe Upeksha. Beautiful tree with the flowers. Namarupe Upeksha. Asti Bhati Priyam. Now what I'm saying? See, whatever you see, living thing, a non-living thing, the everything, you see what? Asti Bhati Priyam. Namarupe Upeksha. Satchidananda Tatparaha. Always focus attention on Satchidananda. Sarvada Samadhim Kuryat. How should I do that? Samadhi. So, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam is introduced by the teacher from here, and this topic goes on till what? 31st. Is it clear now? Now he says, Hridaye Bahihi. He says two words. Hridaye Bahihi. Inside, internally also you can dwell upon, externally also you can dwell upon. That means what? Externally, how to do Bahya Samadhihi, Antara Samadhihi. Externally contemplating upon the vastu externally, contemplating upon the vastu internally. Is it clear now? The teacher this way, Hridaye Bahihi Va Athava Bahihi. Either inside you dwell upon or externally you dwell upon, but you dwell upon Satchit Ananda Brahma, leaving aside Namarupa. Is it clear now? So, it is like seeing the opaque object first. Then next step is what? Oh, what is opaque object? It shines. Then how come that it shines? What is that without which it cannot shine at all? Then you see the light. Then you see what? Oh my God, I see both light and the opaque object. Then you do what? Pay the attention only to the light. Not paying attention to the opaque object, paying attention only to the light thereafter. It's called what? Namarupe Upeksha. Is it? It's the next step. Unidhyasanam. It's called light samadhi. What is that now? You have to understand what is light samadhi, then you can understand what is atma samadhi. Atma samadhi itself is what now? Nididhyasanam. Okay, remaining absorbed in what? There in meditation that experience is different. Here samadhi means, in this context the author talks about nididhyasanam. Samadhi means remaining absorbed in one's own swarupam being, Satchid Anandam Brahma. Asti Bhati Priyam. The pure consciousness which is the existence which is of the nature of limitlessness. How can this mind remain absorbed in pure consciousness, which is existence and which is the nature of limitlessness. You have to see the experience, okay? What is experience? Every experience implies cognition, isn't it? Then you can see nama rupa. What is nama rupa? If you separate nama rupa, what remains is what? Satchit Anandam Brahma. When you see the opaque object first, then you bring in the light, then you see both, then drop the opaque object. Dropping means what? Not physically, okay? Not paying attention, then paying attention only to the light and be seeing the light deliberately is what? Being with the vastu. This is not experience, being. Isn't it no? Being. Understand the meaning of the word being, English word? This is just being. Just being. So, in example is what? Lie, opaque object, my tumbler. Remember, my tumbler is fair. I love this, my tumbler. Whether you like it or not, you have to remember this. You imagine your own cup, maybe. Tumbler is, because then you see light is, then tumbler nama rupa upeksha, then light tatparaha. See only the light, be focused, having only paying totally being attentive to the light is what? Light, being light tatparaha. Seeing only the light. Nama rupa is there, but still you see the light. How you see only the light, not the tumbler? Attention is shifted. Shifting of attention to the nama rupa. Sorry, light, isn't it? Then attention is where? Attention is with the light. If the attention remains absorbed in light, it's called a light samadhi. Is till now light contemplation. Have you understood? Similarly, what he author says, nama rupe ube upekshya sachidananda tatparaha tumbler upekshya tumbler nama rupe upekshya light tatparaha. Similarly, nama rupe upekshya sachidananda tatparaha. Remembering satchit anandam asti bhati priyam. Focus attention on that, and then when sarvada samadhim kuryat, may one always constantly dwell upon satchitanandam, which is nama asti bhati priyam. Hridaye bahihi. Hridaye means antaha athava bahihi. Either internally or externally, may one constantly contemplate upon the Satchitanandam Brahma Swarupam, leaving aside what? Nama Rupa. Is clear now? How to have the attention, how to draw the attention, how to pay the attention, where to pay attention, where not to pay attention, that makes your contemplation possible. It's clear now? Okay. This is how he introduces what? Nididhyasanam, contemplation. Isn't it beautiful? Come on, all of you are not saying anything. Say at least for the sake of author, not for me. Say at least for us. It's very wonderful, isn't it? Samadhim sarvada kuri. Look, only I can hear Rupal's voice. Samadhim sarvada kuriyat. Say no. Samadhim sarvada kuriyat. Hridaye va athava vahihi. Where should I see Satchidanandam Brahma Swami? Come on, what is question? Satchidanandam, you know, Namarupa Vihaya means every experience. Internally or externally, you have what? How to do internally? How to do externally? Isn't it? Don't worry, he has to teach us. He only says, may one meditate upon. How to? The teacher has other following verses. It's time now, I have to stop now. And here also, samadhi, please understand. I just tell the names, okay? In the following two verses, in 23 and 24, he enumerates the samadhis in the form of a chart. He enumerates these contemplative methods. Very beautiful. So, samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. First he says, savikalpaha samadhi. Antara samadhi, then bahya samadhi. Antara bahya. Then you can say, savikalpa samadhi and nirvikalpa samadhi. So, antara savikalpa samadhi, then bahya savikalpa samadhi. So, antara savikalpa samadhi, he only gives 23 and 4, nothing. He only tells the names. He says, drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. Long compound, okay? Drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. We have to add antara. Antara drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. Okay, five words are there. First, antara, say?
Antara.
Drishya.
Drishya.
Anuviddha.
Anuviddha.
Savikalpa.
Savikalpa.
Samadhi. Five words. One sentence. Okay? Then, you have to say. Antara.
Antara.
Shabda.
Shabda.
Anuviddha,
anuviddha,
savikalpa,
savikalpa,
samadhi. So, savikalpa samadhi is of twofold. First you have to say samadhi. Then you have to say what now? Savikalpa samadhi. Then nirvikalpa samadhi. There savikalpa, you just say savikalpa is of twofold. Okay? Say drishya.
Drishya.
Anuviddha.
Anuviddha.
Savikalpa.
Savikalpa.
Samadhi.
Samadhi.
Then next. Shabda.
Shabda.
Anuviddha.
Anuviddha.
Savikalpa.
Savikalpa.
Samadhi.
Samadhi.
I'm making you say all these words. Don't worry. I'll explain everything, okay? Not now. Next class. Then similarly, now you know about antara. So also bahya, isn't it? Bahya we have to say. Bahya, drishya, anuviddha, savikalpa, samadhi. Bahya, shabda, anuviddha, savikalpa, samadhi. Very simple. Antara nirvikalpa samadhi, bahya nirvikalpa samadhi. That's all. Nirvikalpa again not many. Thank God, isn't it? It says samadhi, antara bahya. Say now, antara bahya. You can write it, samadhi you can write. Samadhi you can write. Then you can write is what? Antara bahya. And antara you have to write what now? Savikalpa, isn't it? You have to write both what? Savikalpa samadhi. What is that? Drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. Then shabda anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. Antaha bahya. External and internal. It sounds very difficult. Really speaking, nothing. Very simple. When you study, oh, why he has given such a difficult names? But very, very easy. ఆంతర దృశ్య సవికల్ప సమాధి. వెన్ యు సే వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ నౌ సమాధి, యు నో కాంటెంప్లేటింగ్ ఆన్ ఫోకసింగ్ యువర్ అటెన్షన్ ఆన్ బీయింగ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ రిమైనింగ్ అబ్జార్బ్డ్ ఇన్ వాట్ దృశ్య అనువిద్ధ సమాధి మీన్స్ వాట్ నౌ ఆంతర దృశ్య మీన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ సీన్ ఇన్సైడ్ థాట్స్ అనువిద్ధ మీన్స్ కనెక్ట్ అసోసియేటెడ్ సో వాట్ ఈస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ నామరూప ఎవ్రీ థాట్ ఈస్ అ నామరూప జస్ట్ లీవ్ ది గ్రాస్ ఎవ్రీ థాట్ ఈస్ అ నామరూప దృశ్యం దృశ్యం ఇస్ వాట్ నామరూప అసోసియేట్ విత్ ఎవ్రీ నామరూప థాట్ వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ సచ్చిత్ ఆనందం డోంట్ వరీ హ్యావ్ బ్రేక్ అండ్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ ఓకే దెన్ విల్ డూ ఓం శాంతి 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 అది పిడి పుట్ ద బోర్డ్ సెకండ్ రైట్ డౌన్